Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from Kino Ponrepo here in Prague, and I'm very pleased to be joined by its manager, David Havas. So thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Matt. I'm very glad that I can speak to English-speaking audience.
That's great. We're very happy to have you here. And you, of course, always talk about the program of Ponrepo on our Czech channel, but it's great to have you on our English channel for our more international audience to find out about Kino Ponrepo. So the first question is just a very general one. What is Kino Ponrepo?
Kino Ponrepo is like the cinema of National Film Archive, which I'm working for. So the main aim of the cinema is to screen the films that are not shown like anywhere else, and that are from mostly from archives of National Film Archive. But we are also trying to do it in a more contextualized way, like to screen the recent experimental or art house films, which are similar in a creative approach of their directors to this all-time classical movies.
And can we talk a little bit about the history of Ponrepo? And
the National Film Archive, all throughout his existence, didn't have like the Ponrepo like as a main cinema. He switched. He has some in sometimes he didn't have a cinema. Sometimes he has a special like screening hall, but. The cinema Ponrepo itself, it's called after the one of the pioneers of cinematography in Czech Republic, called according to the name of Viktor Ponrepo, who was like kind of a, it was like something between magician and screening man, and he also acted in films, so he was kind of an esoteric guy connected to the film industry, and he started like the regular screenings in Prague in the beginning of 20th century, and then he originally had his old cinema near from Staroměstské náměstí, but then of course he had some financial issues like all those pioneers had in their lives, and Cinema Ponrepo disappeared for a while. He died, but the place where we are now, it's near from Národní třída in Bartolomějská street, and this place was formerly like part of a historical building, which gives to our cinema kind of a very special feeling. And then it was paradoxically like it was like directly like it went to be a film studio where Jiří Trnka, the famous Czech puppet filmmaker and animator, made his films till he died too. It's a very like sad story about this. famous filmmakers.
But in a way, this place kind of pays tribute to their work.
Yeah. We are trying to. That's true, because we are trying to. Because after the death of Jiří Trnka, it was like in a very like for 20 years, it was like abandoned and it was in very bad condition. But after the Velvet Revolution, it was given to the ascendance of a real owners, and they rented to National Film Archive the National Film Archive to have its own cinema here. And that was in 1996, and from the 1996 we are here, and we are trying to also to pay homage to the silent films because of Viktor Ponrepo, or to Jiří Trnka, but to all like famous Czech or international directors.
Yeah, so it's a place full of history, really, this place is. And you were saying that also it's looking good for the future, because a little before we started the interview, you said that you have noticed that there's been an increase in the audience in the last... You've noticed it in the last few months, but also in the recent past.
We do our like statistics, because to have some kind of a feedback if we doing right, because it's very difficult to say it, because sometimes our main aim is not to screen really like kind of a... like famous films, because we of course screen like the films from Federico Fellini or Michelangelo Antonioni, or François Truffaut, for example. But we also want to screen the films that are old, but probably not seen by anyone, or seen, but by just they were not distributed almost like in the history of film distribution in Czech Republic. So we know that if we will screen some kind of a like a 50 years old a psychological drama from Pakistan, for example, that there will be just a few people, but we want to do it because nobody else will do it. And we are also like movie goers, so we want to we have a great opportunity to work in a cinema and to and as a part of the work we can see those films. So it's hard to say whether it is good to have like full cinema all the time, because we have to not to adjust the program just because of the popularity of the films. So but we did these statistics, and it looks like that each year it's increasing a bit, like the average audience, like a number of audience, and we are not changing like our philosophy in this. So that's a good sign, and we want to like in future we wanted to make just the Ponrepo maybe to be more cozy place for moviegoers and their friends, and also for film industry professionals. So we built the cafe here, like Ponrepo Cafe, where we are using the Ponrepo Cafe also like kind of a alternative space for alternative program and for creativity of our movie goers. They can, for example, they can screen the films, also the screens, their films in the Ponrepo cinema, because they are very very often like students of film schools or really like developed filmmakers, or they are like writers and stand-up comedians, so we can do kind of a alternative program and to bring them more into the creative process of doing a program schedule for Ponrepo.
That's great, because it actually encourages people not only to watch films that maybe aren't very easy to find in cinema programming, I think all over the world, most parts of the world for sure, yeah. But also just actually get involved in the creative process of cinema. I think that the cafe outside is also a great place for networking, and I think it's becoming more and more so.
It's great that you see it like that.
Yeah, no, this is one of the things that I loved about it from the very start. I noticed that this place, there was something different about it.
We met there, so it was good networking there.
There you go. And just maybe getting more into the specific aspects. Looking back at this year, which from what I hear was very exciting, as far as programming and everything, was there any particular events that you think were highlights of the year that you would like to talk about?
For us each year is like kind of exciting, because we never know what will be like successful or not, but we are trying to bring some kind of a presence of the year and their films to Ponrepo for the audiences to see the authors themselves like in person. So probably it was like our continuing like cooperation with Cannes Film Festival that we are screening like for I hope that I'm not making mistake now, but I think for 40 year we made an official reprise in cooperation with Semaine de la Critique, like the independent section of Cannes Film Festival, which is particularly like of its short film program. And we were successful in bringing in Pierre-Simon Gutmann, who is one of the creators of the program. And that was very great, because I could meet him in person here with all our like regular like audience, and the most of the audience are students from not only from FAMU but other film schools, not only from Prague, and they are making the short films also, and in last years there are more and more like successful Czech short films by young directors or debuts on film festivals. But not for example in Semandala Critic. So it was great to bring in the person who can, and Pierre was very like open in telling them the mechanisms of accepting and choosing the films. So it could open a little bit for them the possibility to try also another famous section of another famous festival. So that was like one of the big things, and we also continued in eventization of the screenings, not just screening films, but also to make some accompanying program for it. So we were trying to invite more, for example, musicians or book publishers, and we had like kind of a very successful screening of Nosferatu film by Murnau, accompanied by a very talented musician, Honza Rybář, who is my friend, and we did here like two screenings, absolutely like sold out, and now he moved to our like rival cinema, but it's not like a rivality, but bigger one, Lucerna, which is like so big, and it was like sold out in like one day. So I was glad that we started something that is continuing to be like successful, and we also like because of great cooperation with Genot Center, run by Ondřej Lasák, we prepared, and my colleague Helena Černohorská from publication department of National Film Archive, we prepared very successful fair for small publishers, accompanied by films, avant-garde films from Man Ray and László Moholy-Nagy, and with the music by Felicia Atkinson. And that was also absolutely amazing, like a screening for me. So probably that's one of the most or few of the most important things. And we started this Midnight Movies cycle, which we wanted to start like a few years ago already, but now we had more like time to prepare it, and this cycle is like aimed on not just for classical midnight movies films, like from the perspective of film history, like those films that they were like so small or experimental or brutal that they were like distributed in a midnight hours, sometimes not in America but in Europe, and then they got their portion of fame. But we also also screened the films that are kind of a midnight movies for Czech movie goers, because they have seen it only in TV in 80s or beginning of the 90s with a like really 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 bad dubbing never on a big screen. So we screened films like Barbara Conn and stuff like that, and this cycle was very successful, and that's the thing that we are like ending the season, almost ending, because we are screening also in between the Christmas and New Year's Eve, but before that we are screening the Night of the Living Dead. So that could be also an invitation for your audience.
Do I get invited to it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm there.
Special radio stuff.
Yeah, I think cinephiles around the world listening to this interview, they would love to have a place like Ponrepo in their city. But for me, it was a great pleasure talking with you. And if anyone is familiar or knows Czech, they can always listen to whatever program is happening or taking place during the month, whatever month it's the program is going to be taking place in. So every month we catch up with you on the Czech channel to find out more.
Yeah, and also if we have like a regular website, which is only in Czech at the moment, because of your help, we are now more able to do like English text for our films. But also there are all contexts which can be like understood in Czech also. So if anyone would have some kind of a question or something, they can find it on National Film Archive website under Cinema Ponrepo. So yeah,
and there's
any suggestions
page
are welcome for a program.
And there's a Facebook page and Twitter, and there's ways to keep in touch. So thank you very much once again. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.